Hey, Katie.
Hey, good to see you.
It's good to be here.
Good to
see you. It's really good to be here. It's darn good to be here.
Harrison B. From Lancasas.
Las Casas.
So close. I'll get it right
so
one of
close.
These days.
It's all good.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
But also, I think just about from Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah,
working
no,
on it.
This is the home away from home for sure.
Well, speaking of home away from home, you are just getting off a tour.
Mm-hmm.
In your Airstream trailer,
yeah.
with your band,
yep. So,
of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, we did Bellingham through Sacramento. I think we ended up playing 16 dates in a month, and it was me, J.R. Rosales. He fronts Slush Not So, and he plays drums in a band called the Shiver Twins, and he plays bass in this act for the summer. And also Cole Paramore played drums, and so it was the three of us and 22 feet of trailer, and I tell you what, though, we had a blast, and we played a lot of good shows, and I think they're excited to be home, and I'm happy to be home away from home, so all is well with the world.
Wow, what an odyssey.
Yeah, I've been out since May 2nd, and before that I had a two-week break, so I haven't been home more than 2 weeks since the end of January.
So you're the driver of this vehicle.
Yep.
This silver Airstream trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to envision this thing, right?
Driving a truck, the trailer towing behind it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And then you've got these two characters with you,
yeah.
The Cole, the drummer, and JR, the bass player.
Yes.
How did you guys do in this close quarters, and any highlights, lowlights?
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, when we first set out, I was a little curious as to how it was going to go, because I've done long tours, I've done longer than a month, but like never with two other individuals for that long. And this is kind of, you know, my project primarily, it's my responsibility. And so
mm-hmm.
being responsible for two people and making sure that, you know, everything went smooth, it was daunting, and I wondered how it would go. And honestly, we got out there and like those dudes were as road ready as you're going to find, and we just had a blast, and we never got sick of each other. Everybody just kind of enjoyed enjoy themselves, man. We stayed at campgrounds all the way down the coast. We drove the PCH for a while. We played big shows, small shows, loud shows, quiet shows, and we really just grew as friends and as musicians and as a band. So
fantastic.
It was a lot of fun. It really
what a kind of life-changing journey, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because this is our, I mean, Cole is still in college, right?
Yes, he's got one more year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about some of the bigger or smaller venues, any really memorable venues for you that
sure.
you want to go back?
Oh, man, we played a second Saturday in Sacramento, which is equivalent, I guess, to first Friday around here on steroids, essentially. And so Sacramento is obviously a larger city. And
yeah, capital of California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we played at a place called the Torch Club, which
uh-huh.
is kind of like an old school blues bar, to be honest, like little round tables with the candles in the center, and
ooh.
Everybody's sitting and it's darkly lit, and the stage has a green room directly off the
uh-huh.
left. That's where you take your breaks. But but at the same time, every time you get up to play, people come dance, and
mm-hmm.
everybody's dancing. And then when you take a break, they sit at these tables. It was a cool spot, and
yeah.
ended up making some friends. JR wore a wolf shirt that night, and that actually was the most popular piece of the whole night.
And, his wolf
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, I'd be like, everybody, I'm Harrison B. from Nashville. Be like, yeah. Cole Paramore on the drums. JR on the bass. Wolf shirt, everybody. Oh, my God. Wolf shirt.
And he just happens to be from Alaska.
Yeah,
so.
And, you know, to him, that's just another shirt he puts on any other day.
Right.
But, yeah, we, you know, we just had a lot of fun. And off of that, we got two other gigs, one of which was the show in a vintage car garage that they opened up the doors and put a stage in for Second Saturday in the heart of downtown.
Oh, my God, how cool is
and
that?
And so we played to hundreds, you know, probably between 200 and 300 people crammed in a parking lot and inside this garage. And we pulled them inside for three songs in particular where, I mean, we were all a little tired at that point,
mm-hmm.
but just enough to really be able to just let it go and really
yeah.
go for it. And that was a magical moment to me. That was the climax of the tour. That was,
yeah.
we were all firing on all six cylinders or eight or 10 or whatever it is that we're burning on. And yeah, it was, that was a great moment, honestly. And
how cool.
Yeah.
Do you have some pictures?
Just the
vision of it, you know, being in this vintage car garage.
Sure.
And that's kind of the cool thing about traveling, isn't it, though? It seems even more magical because, like, oh, my gosh, this is really happening, and I didn't even expect it to happen.
Sure. No, and that's
yeah.
that's the thing. And, you know, you try and prepare. You try and, you know, this is their first trip out. This is their
mm-hmm.
first tour. And I tried to tell them, you know, tried to at least brief them as best I could on what kind of things to expect or what experience to expect. But I think it's summed up best is, you're just not going to know what you're going to get into to get out there, because once you start meeting people, it all just starts weaving itself into its own yarn, and
there you go.
It kind of becomes its own thing. So
yes,
they really embraced the experience. I did too, and we just went for it and had a ball.
So. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, Harrison is here for many reasons, but the most important
yes.
is you are going to be probably within the next half hour or so
yeah.
Releasing your new single.
Yeah, which I'm super excited about. This to me marks a new chapter for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a song and a sound that we've been trying to figure out how to achieve for a minute. And I said when I put Down at Brown's out, even when I did it, that you know the next things were going to be more produced, they're going to be more radio ready, and this is the vision I had, and so I'm excited to share it.
Mm.
And it was a collaboration effort between a couple of us, and we recorded it at Bellingham at Western Washington University.
Mm.
Me and Cole Paramore and
mm-hmm.
and JR.
Yeah.
So it's a group effort, and it's something that we're really proud to present. So
yeah, and yeah. just to catch up our listeners, when you refer to Down at Brown's,
sure.
kind of give us the nutshell on that for people
sure.
who aren't familiar.
So this is the third, I guess, essentially mm-hmm. piece of studio work that I've done.
Yes.
The first one that I did was a studio album, but it was the
right.
first thing. It was my debut.
Which we started out the evening with.
Okay.
Yeah, we played
and,
Freedom.
Yeah, and so that mm-hmm. to me was before I really knew how to work in a studio and I knew what I wanted. It was more something that I used as a learning process, and I was lucky enough to have people around me that really knew how to,
mm-hmm.
you know, take these songs and help me turn them into something. After that, I wanted something that was really organic, so we did Down at Brown's, which is recorded inside of an old general store in my hometown. So it's a live listening record, and it is true to form roots like I wanted it to be. And I wanted to do that in preparation of doing some bigger, I guess, more energy conscious things. I wanted some full tracks. I love the live show, and I love mixing musics, and one of which being indie rock, and bringing it in there. And I think this is one that, you know, we mix more of that in on this track than we have previously, and it's just a bigger sound. But
okay.
I think it's equally expressive in its own right as to what we're trying to get across.
Okay, well, we'll be hearing that, folks, soon. But you had some influences and some
sure.
some kind of road trip music,
yeah.
some sounds of your summer trip that you want to share with us.
Absolutely, and so we mixed this song in the trailer on the road kind of as we were going along, and obviously environment played a huge role, and we found this band. Actually, JR put me on this band, and the drums actually are done by Dave Grohl, who is Foo Fighters Nirvana. It's a band out of Washington, D.C. called Red, Gold, Green. And just kind of stumbled upon them that are kind of doing some of the things that we are and doing it really well. And so I wanted to share a track that kind of helped to give us some inspiration. Yeah, so check it out.